soul music. S-O-L-E, music. Now, most of the time when we think of soul music, we think of music that is for jiving with, or music for jazz, or music that is groovy, music that sort of makes you want to dance, that makes you want to fly or whatever. Now, and then soul music could also be music of deep meditation. Well, when I speak of soul music, I'm speaking of the deep meditation music. There's deep meditation music in many musical fields. We oftentimes think that the classical field is the greatest source of soul music for meditation. And it is the source of a lot of beautiful music. It is not the majority of the music. The majority of the music that is on the market today, or any day, is not the classical music. It is like the light classical or to the mellow. The mellow music of the 40s and the 50s, where there were love songs and there were songs of poignancy, of having your boyfriend be away in service, and you had, you know, your lover gone, and a lot of songs that dedicated to that sort of a feeling. Well, it's interesting to see how this generation now, that is the mature generation, what would you call them, the generation in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, or the 60s and 70s, I guess. This time goes by so fast. And the music that we were raised with back in the 40s and the 50s, how that was jitterbugging and jazz and bebop and that sort of stuff. And yet, that didn't live on. It's still around, but it didn't live on. What lived on was the crooning, the songs by Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, the songs of happiness and joy, and the songs of goodness. But for meditation, the best type of songs are the songs without words. Now, though you might have music that has words, and you might just have the music and not have the words, it's better not to have the words at all in the song. Because no matter what you do, you're going to think of those words. Now, in Germany, I wanted to have joy songs. And so I wanted them to sing the joy songs, the melodies that I knew, because they didn't know those words. And I wanted that for that purpose. But they were insistent on having German melodies and German tunes and German this and German that, to say, I like me and I'm God, and so forth. But it just doesn't work, because every time I say, well, now what's that song? They'd say, oh, that's a song about so-and-so, by so-and-so, of so-and-so. They knew the entire history. And the history was a sad song or a glad song or whatever it was, but it was a history. And so if at all possible, and it's not really too possible, you have songs without words that bring memories to your mind, that's good. Every song brings a memory to your mind. It brings a memory to your mind. Oh, what a beautiful morning, you know, and Oklahoma songs, and songs from the Sound of Music, and a female deer, Doe is a female deer, you know, in the song that they sang, learning to sing the notes of the song. Well, to meditate means to become quiet and to listen within yourself. And when you're quiet and you listen within yourself, what happens? Then you hear this inner voice, which is confused enough, which has enough diversion for it to keep it from being as pure as you'd like it to be. But then, when you start getting songs that have a lot of words with them, and these words carry you, have you ever had a melody that goes in your mind and you can't get it out?
Mm-hmm.
What one did you recently have like that?
Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, right. And what was happening in the song? What was happening in the song? He was singing it, right?
Yes.
Where was he singing it?
Oh, out in the fields, in the meadows, on the horse.
Yeah, and? Go on. Is that all that you remember? Or was he singing it to his girlfriend? Or was he singing it to his girlfriend's aunt or something? Or was he singing it to his horse?
Well, first he was singing it to himself.
Himself. And where was he?
Out in the...
He's riding across the prairie.
Yeah.
All right, now, where was he when he was singing about the as tall as an elephant's eye?
In the cornfield.
The cornfield. See, those things come right. Now, the words are just flashing through your mind as I give you the melody, because that's what belongs to it. And so you're sort of possessed by it. So in your meditation, it's a good idea not to have something that is going to sparkle you in a certain direction. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. And you see, you're thinking of that. Corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And the little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a... See, if you heard it as many times as I did, you have those words pretty much in mind, not totally, but pretty much in mind. And you see, that's not soul music. That's music for the purpose of singing about, oh, what a beautiful morning. And I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me a happy way. Ta da da da. You see, all these things bring words with them. Now, do you know any songs that don't have any words with them? Drink, drink, drink. Da 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 da.
Drink, drink, food, and drink.
Yeah.
There are songs. They're called songs without words.
How many are there?
I don't know any.
Very few. Most of, and if they didn't have words, people put words to them. And that's beautiful. But now, how can you get going with songs that will not let you, that will not possess you by their words? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? La da 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 dee dee. And this lady's singing about her boyfriend that she kicked out of the house. And she wants him to come back home. Now, hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head. Hang down your head and die. You've been a bad boy, Tom Dooley. Now, you see, the melody is charming.
Very nice.
The words could be a little different. But these are words of the songs. These are words that are given to it. Now, in the Oklahoma music, there was some music that was in so beautiful that the words were so raunchy, you know. And the words in which she was singing about, she just can't say no to someone who comes up and wants to kiss her, you know. And she just can't, how's it go? I can't say no. And charming, delightful. Music was wistful, but it would have been nice without any words for us, you know. But if you're going to have soul music that's really going to do things for you, it's going to lead you into your inner meditation, seek to have soul music that does not make you think of words. Have some soul music that you just don't know the words to. One of the wonderful things about opera, as miserable as it is, and as outrageous as the stories are, they're in another language, usually. And if you don't know it, you can oftentimes fluff it off, although the impact of it does come through. Regardless of whether it's another language or not, you still know what it means. you still have a pretty good idea what it means. So be real careful. In your meditation, in your inspiration, in your
introspection,
thank you, in your introspection, work on the idea that you want to get somewhere. It's not just a matter that you want to have it be a happy, charming experience. You want to get somewhere. Now, how are you going to get somewhere with music that tells you that you're a sinner? With music that tells you that, you haven't got a chance? With music that tells you it's all over? And you want music that tells you you are in the right place, you're doing the right thing, you're having a ball. Can you find music that'll tell you that? Now, I have some pieces I love very dearly, and they come up on the 200 discs here. And there's one coming up right now. It's not Blue Danube. That's nice, too. But it's something like that. Clair de Lune. Clair de Lune is one I dearly love, you know. It's just without music, without words, as music. It's without words, and it's just a relaxing piece. And every time I hear Clair de Lune, I want to pop into meditation. Because I had done my best meditation with Clair de Lune. That happened to be the only tape, disc, record that I had. And so I would play it. And it brings back my memories of the time when I was working on learning to be into meditation and introspection and doing things like that, which is quite nice, quite nice. But you might do that. Like the hypnotist, he gives you some post-hypnotic trance. Well, and it works. Well, the music should be your post-hypnotic trance, if not your trance for your thing, but not trance in the general sense of the word, but it's the flow. You're in the flow, and that is very beautiful. So think about those things, and think how you use music with meditation, and ask yourself whether you're using it effectively, or whether you're like the kids with their boombox crashing in on their ears. And if it just crashes in on your ears, it doesn't do anything for you. It just distracts you. So find out what your soul music is and go for it. I love you.